Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
Free from the worries and the cares of this world. I am free. Some of us are in bondage. We're in prison in our own minds, in our own homes. But it feels good to be free, to be set free.
Yes, it definitely feels good to be free.
Amen.
Welcome.
To the preacher.
And the pastor.
I'm Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Dorsey Manning.
And we are the preacher.
And the pastor.
Yes, I'd like to welcome you all to the show tonight. If it's your first time tuning in to the Preach and the Pastor show, we hope that you are blessed by the show, delivered, set free, and be able to be free like we are. And that's the reason why we have that song that opens up as our intro, being free and being set free, and what it feels like to be set free. When you're free, I mean, you have a different way of talking, a different way of acting, a different attitude.
That's right.
When you're free, when you're set free.
Yeah.
A lot of times we think about being free as being locked up. And some people feel like you got to be locked up, you know, actually by a key and locked behind some walls. But we can be locked behind our minds. That's not our subject tonight, but I'm just excited about being free. Tonight we're talking about...
How far has your way gotten you?
It can cause you to be locked up, too. Your own way can cause you to be locked up.
That's right.
In your own house because of your own way. That's what we're talking about. I mean, Lord, what do you think about this topic? How far has your way got you?
I think it's going to be a great topic, you know, once we get a chance to get down into it and actually talk about some things that we have done to get to where we are, and also talk about some places where we've been that cause us to stumble and fall.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you're just now tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor show, we're talking about how far has Your Way Got You. And tonight we're so excited. We have actually Minister Veronica Hinton, who's actually a gospel recording artist as well. Minister, great woman of God. I had the opportunity to meet her on several different occasions. We're excited about having Minister Hinton on the show today. We look forward to what she has to say about her topic and what God is doing in her life and the ministry. And hopefully we can get her to sing a little bit. I had the opportunity to hear her sing, and oh, I tell you, she has an angelic voice. So we're excited about having her on the show today, and we thank God for it. So if you're just now tuning in to the Preach and the Pastor Show, we'll talk about how far has your way got you? A lot of us, we insist on our own way. So this show is designed around the topic of going your own way and how far it has got you. Now, this show will help us to understand that sometimes going our own way will cause us self-inflicted wounds. We hope to bring a level of understanding of how it's important to allow God to lead us by the help of the Holy Spirit, which was sent to us as our comforter to lead us, to guide us, and to help us in every area of our life. So once we understand going our own way, sometimes we may end up in dead end places with no way out, which can cause sometimes deadly results. And even those who are attached to us, because we have people that are following us, even as leaders, if you're going about your own way and you're a leader, you're the head, then you have people that are following you, and you maybe lead those people down a deadly path. So we have to be careful about going our own way. So sometimes listening to self and demanding on our own way will send us in the wrong direction of where God is trying to take us in order to bless us. Amen. Amen. Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm very excited about this. I know at some point in time in my life, you know, I went my own way. I can't lie about it and say, you know, God told me to go here, that all my steps were ordered by God. There were some times that I went my own way.
Amen. What do you mean when you say went your own way? You was doing all that you wanted to do? Or when you say went your own way? Kind of give me an idea, because when you say going your own way, I'm thinking, okay, well, were you driving somewhere?
You're not thinking I was driving.
You're saying for the listeners, because I know you know.
Driving up. Well, some of us like to go our own way. You can give someone directions, even, you know, if you want to, base it on driving. Some people want to go their own way. They just insist, no, this is the way I go. And you try to tell them, hey, don't go that way. There's construction down the way, or they close that way, don't go that way, but they insist on showing you, no, I know the way to go, I'm going to show you. And then they get to that place and say, oh, man, I didn't know this wasn't here no more. Man, I didn't know that they shut down. I didn't know it was construction. Because some people, no matter what you put in front of them, all the proof, they want to go their own way. So at some point in my life, I was going my own way. I wasn't going to God about what to do and, you know, who to choose to be, you know, in my life and who to be around. I just wanted to do things my way, you know, and I think I've been like that for a long time. I always wanted to show people, okay, you have your way, I'm going to show you my way. Okay, you saying it's this way to do, but I'm going to show you there's another way. So I was insisting on my own way, and that's why a lot of times I wasn't a part of everything everybody else was doing, because I wanted to do it my way. You know, even with, you know, me being a playwright and a producer, I wouldn't even write with other people because I wanted to do it my way. I didn't want to involve anybody in their thoughts and what they thought and what they wanted to add. I just wanted to do it my way.
Amen. You just caused me to think about someone. You said your way. You said going your own way. Now, what I was thinking about when you talk about way, I was thinking about, you know, life. That was a direction that you had chosen. And everybody chooses a direction at some point in time in their life. You know, when I was younger, especially when I graduated from high school, and most people that graduate from high school do not know which way to go. You know, we are young adults. We're just now stepping into adulthood, and we have not experienced anything about life, no more than what mom and dad, you know, have told us to do and told us not to do. No more than what our teachers, you know, have told us what to do and what not to do. And then here it is, you know, now we're in this huge world, not underneath nobody's school, or probably don't even have a job at the time. So now we don't know which way to go. So that means somebody has to lead us in a certain type of in a certain place. And I'm talking about life. So I'm saying that. You know, there was a particular time to where, you know, I used to look for people that I trusted at the time to show me the right way, tell me which way to go. And most of the time, you know, it worked out for a little bit, but when I got to a certain place, like, hey, man, I messed up. Why would they tell me to go this way? Now I done messed up, and I got to live with it. Amen.
Amen, amen. So we just have to be careful. Yeah. You know, sometimes going our own way is not a problem, but what we want to do is make sure that we're consulting with God and allowing God to lead us so that we can definitely be led down the path of righteousness for his name's sake. I mean, and understanding if we allow God to lead us, the Holy Spirit, that we'll definitely end up in places that we will be blessed and not in places that will cause us to fail or to cause destruction or to cause even death. So it's important that we are allowing God to lead us. And this is what this show is about is, you know, helping not, you know, helping others but ourselves to be, you know, sharpened by the word of God and understand what the word of God is saying to us when we're talking about how far has your way taking you. Because as we understand and know in the Bible, the children of Israel, they wanted to go about their own way, you know, so Judges is a book, and we talk about it in the book of Judges. We talk about the children of Israel wanting to go their own way. Judges is a book about apathy and apostasy, so about a time when the chosen people of God turned away from him and did what they thought was right in their own eyes. So a lot of times we think what we're doing is right in our own eyes because we want to go our own way. So from the time the people of Israel knew and followed God until the apostasy, all or failing away of their faith and took a mere couple of generations. So knowing and understanding that even when we go our own way outside of what God is telling, the direction God is sending us in, because things are not happening quick enough, or we feel like, you know, we're disappointed because, you know, I've been here waiting for things to change. So now I'm going to go, Lord, you say this is going to happen, but we're not waiting and being patient. And we talked about being patient in the car today on our way home about being patient and waiting. And a lot of times people get tired of waiting, so they decide, you know what, I'm just going to go about it my own way. I'm going to do it my way because things are not happening right now, so I'm going to do it my own way. And then when we put our hand in it and decide to go our own way, we end up messing it up. We end up in places that we don't want to be in, or we should not be in. And when we do that, we end up with people we should not be with. We end up on jobs that we should not, you know, be at. We end up even in churches that we shouldn't be in, you know, because we insist on our own way. A lot of times, even in ministry, we're so ready to go when we have that, we're sealing for the Lord. We're so ready to go and move, and God is telling you to be still. And then you, because you are ready to go, you want to do it your own way. Then you end up in places and you end up getting hurt. And then people say, well, I'm hurt. The church has hurt me because you decided to go about it your own way. You decided to go about handling it your own way. There have been situations, I don't know about you, love, that I knew I should have just allowed God to take over, prayed about it, and then I decided, you know what, I'm going to handle this my own way. You know, people say, yeah, I'm saved, but right now, I'm you know, God ain't finished with me yet, so I'm going to handle this my own way. I'm not going to handle this like a Christian. I'm going to handle this my own way, because, you see, I still got the street in me. I still got that thug in me. And so at that time, then you get thug results, then you get street results. You know what I'm saying? But if you go about it, if you go about it the right way, or Christ's way, then you get Christ results. But if you want to go about it, you know, you want to be thug life instead of Christ life, then you're going to get that thug life in return. We got to be real careful about, you know, the way that we choose to go about our own way. So today we're talking about how far has your own way got you? Some people their way have gotten them in jail. They've gotten them hooked up with people that they shouldn't be hooked up with. You know, they just got them in a position where now I got to file bankruptcy. I've lost everything. I'm living a lie because I wanted to go my own way. I wanted to do it my own way. And now I'm on a dead-end street because I went my own way. It ain't got me nowhere back in the same place or in a place that I don't even know.
Amen, amen. Well, I tell you what, nobody really, who really thinks they're doing it the wrong way? Who really thinks that? I mean, I was just sitting here I'm just thinking about it, saying, you know, how far have your way got? Now, you were saying, you know, that you have did it how you thought it should be done. But who really think that the way that they think it should be done is the wrong way? Because perception is everything. Perception is, you know, how you see it. You know, you can definitely see it. Okay, well, this works for me. This works for me, and this is the way I'm going to do it. And I believe that, you know, we have that choice. We have that choice to go whichever way that we choose to go. You know, we are free moral agents to do whatever it is we want to do. Not everything that we do, everything that we say, you know, there's definitely consequences, you know, of it. Or there's definitely a reaction from it. You know, something definitely happens about everything that we say and everything that we do. Now, I'm talking about about places or things that you have sought out to do in your life. You know, at one point in time in your life, you just decided that, you know what, I believe that I can do this. I believe that I can write plays. You know, I believe that I can do a little acting. I believe I can do stand-up comedy. I even believe that I have what it takes to be able to preach the word of God. I believe that. And then there is some something that triggered inside of you, and you got these ideas and you got these thoughts, and you start to see out, you know, say, okay, well, how am I going to do this? And you start to get a lot of revelation. You start to get a lot of revelation, and it was working. But that don't mean that, you know, that was that you were doing it all right. And I like to use Galatians 5 when Paul was talking about running. You were running superbly, and what happened to you when you was doing it? You was going by faith. You know, you was getting all the information that you needed. You thought it was coming all the way from it was coming from you, but you know, you were being guided. You were definitely being divinely guided. On that path that you chose to go, whether it was the wrong way or not. For over here in James, it says that you know, being tempted, that God does not tempt us to do anything. He said God does not tempt us to do anything. And it also says over here in James that it says count it all joy when you fall to these temptations. You know, we'd be tempted, you know, to do a lot of different things, to say a lot of things and go a lot of different ways. But, you know, even though you went that way or you went the wrong way, you know, God has already, he knew you was going to be there. He knew you was going to be there. There have already been people and already been things that have been in place to get you back on the right track. Sometimes you have to go that way because nobody can tell you anything anyways. And I know that was me. Nobody couldn't tell me anything. I just had to go that way. All the signs were there. All the signs that are saying, you know, hey, road closed, dead end, detour, stop. But no, I just want to keep on going this way. I'm going to keep on going that way. Then I get there to that place to where exactly what I was warned about, it definitely happened. And now, guess what I got to do? Now I got to call for help. Well, don't we do God? Don't we do God the same way?
Yeah.
Don't we do God the same way? We done chose to go our own way. We done chose to do all we want to do and say all that we want to say and then get to that place where now we're stuck and we don't know what to do or which way to go. Now God has your attention. He has your attention. And he's going to bless you anyhow. He's definitely going to bless you and I. Over here in James 1 and 12,
Jesus,
it says, blessed is the man that endures temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord had promised them that loved him. Even though you went the wrong way, even though that you did said the wrong thing, you know that God, he blesses you anyhow, and he bring you out of that situation. He done brung you,
thank God.
Brung you out of that situation. Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God.
Amen. You just had tuned into the Preaching the Pastor Show. We're talking about how far has your way taken you. And we have our special guest. We're going to bring our special guest on at this time. We have Minister Veronica Hinton. We're so happy to have you on the show. Welcome, Minister Hinton.
Good evening. Good evening. How you all doing? I'm blessed. How
you
all doing?
Oh, we are great. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
all.
For having
to
have you.
Yes, it's truly, truly an honor and privilege that y'all thought about me way over here in Louisiana. So, just to God be the glory, though.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about your ministry, the name of your ministry, you know, when you knew that you were called in the ministry. I know that you are also a gospel singer. You're part of a gospel group. So let's talk about your ministry and how you knew you were called into the ministry.
Well, basically, I had ran from it. I really did. I ran from it for so long because I was raised traditional Baptist. And there, women did not preach. They did not minister. You just sat down. And I battled with it. And, you know, my former pastor, my late pastor, Chief Apostle Joseph Thomas, he talked to me and, he showed me the scriptures where, you know, that it said I would pour my spirit upon all flesh. You know, so he would tell me that it wasn't wrong because I battled with it. And almost 2 years ago, I was truly, fully accepted it, you know, because I knew I was walking in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes the enemy tries to use fear to try to, you know, you're doing wrong. You're not doing what, you know, you're going to go to hell for doing it. And people were, you know, putting people in your ear saying things. But, you know, I'm like, God, I said, you called me to do this. So I was tired of God whooping me. You know, sometimes we, like the topic says, you know, we want to do it our way. This is not a Burger King thing where we have it our way. So, you know, I just sat down and said, God, I surrender. I give it to you. I went through so much that, you know, I'm like, Lord, everything I went through, I have to tell my story. I have to tell it, you know, because I'm like, God, you've been so good. You know, and God was just birthing something in the midst of my trials, in the midst of my tribulations, in the midst of all the everything I went through, health battles and all this stuff. It's like God was birthing something inside of me, and I'm like, Lord, it was just, it was eating at me. So I had to release it. So that's when I accepted my calling. And 2 years ago, I was licensed minister, and I thank God for what He's doing. You know, because y'all ministry is not within those four walls on a Sunday. Anybody can fake the funk for two or 3 hours. But the real ministry starts after the benediction. What are you doing from the benediction all through the week? Are you ministering to others? Are you listening to others? Are you praying for others? Are you living that life outside of churches? You are within those four walls because we are the church at the end of the day. The building is just where we, the holy building where we join together to fuel up and go back out.
Yes.
So I just truly thank God for what He's doing. Yes. And I used to be really shy and quiet, and God said, speak. But lead in love, you know, because some people talk harsh and cruel and crush people down, and that really hurts. So, you know, my thing is that, God, whatever you give me, let me lead people in love. Let me be the example. Let me be, you know, the example. You know, I've been a widow for 3 years, and I'm like, Lord, let me be that right Christian example to show that, okay, even though I went through all these things, I'm not going to go out in the streets and succumb to the world and let the world take me over and let the enemy do it because, you know, through everything I've been through all the pain, God is glorified. So I'm just truly grateful for that. And as far as singing, I think I've been singing as long as I could talk. I don't remember how long. I've always wanted to sing. That's always been my thing to sing. I love to sing. When I was a little girl, I used to stand in front of the mirror at my parents' house, and I would stand on the vanity. That's when Star Search was out, and I would have my toothbrush and pretend I was singing. I've always wanted to sing.
It always starts with that toothbrush or comb.
Yes.
It always starts with a toothbrush or comb or brush.
Yes, it does in the mirror, and I really love Star Search. I'm like, Lord, it's going to be me one day. But not knowing that God was working something spiritually for Him. Because most everybody on Star Search, they were singing secular music. But God has used me for His glory. You know, and I thank God for that. You know, I've sang. In past, I've directed the choir at church. I've, you know, played the piano by ear. So all these different things, and it's not to brag and boast, but I just thank God for what He's doing. And I thank God for keeping me humble with my humility. Because in all things, we need to remain humble. Because the Lord giveth and the Lord can snatch it away. So I thank God. You know, I sing in my church choir, and I'm also part of a gospel group here in Lake Charles, Faith and Favor. I will also sing with them. So, you know, it's all a ministry, and it's all to the glory of God. It really, really is.
Yes. I know my husband has a question for you, and he's waiting.
I'm so sorry. When I talk about the gift of the Lord, I just keep flowing like a river. I apologize, sir.
It's okay.
Amen. We definitely like to hear about what's going on because, you know, that's something that we need. We definitely need to hear that. My question is to you, what tempts you? Like, because, you know, with me, there's always something that tries to tempt me to get off of that path, you know, where I'm going, you know, what God has for me, you know, because I know that, you know, there's a calling on my life. And because I know there's a calling on my life, you know, I'm in the Word, I'm studying the Word, you know, I'm asking God, you know, for guidance, you know, to lead me to this place. But there's always something that tempts you to try to get you off of that path. That's my question here. Is there anything that tempts you to try to get you out of that place to where you are?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Most definitely. You know, it's like stress, just life trials and, you know, just going through things, just, you know, trying to make ends meet and, you know, different things. And, like, I know God is my provider, but, you know, we're still flesh. And sometimes I'll just sit here and think about different things and, you know, being a single parent and, you know, going through all this stuff. And with the pandemic, I'm also an educator for Calvary Parish School Board. And so with that, the schools are shut down, but I'm like, and I hear they're cutting jobs. But I said, God is still my provider. But sometimes, you know, I'll just sit here and think, I'm like, Lord. And then I have an 11-year-old son, and I deal a lot. It's just so much I deal with him because he has a calling on his life as well. And the enemy always has to use someone. and he always tries to use people close to you in situations to try to get me down. But that's when I just, you know, strike up a song or just try to stay encouraged. Or sometimes I'll get on Facebook and someone has posted something just for me. It's like God just allowed it on the news feed just for me to encourage me, for me to bounce back. Because I'm still human at the end of the day, and the enemy will try to come by all means anyway to try to deter me and try to cause me to lose focus. But, you know, I said, devil, you're a liar. Even things within my body, you know, it tries to maybe have a swollen foot or pain or ache. I'm still going to go on in the name of the Lord. I'm going to put my, if I have to wear house shoes, I'm going to do what I have to do. But it's not about that. God doesn't look at the outside. He looks at the inside and the things that we do from our heart. So, yes, sir, I do have things. It's like everyday, you know, life things, it can really, really weigh down on you very, very heavy.
Amen.
But that's when my trust for God stepped in. Yes, yes.
It seemed like that you were in the inside of the conversation that me and my wife was having this morning. We was also having that conversation.
Wow.
Yeah, we were just having that conversation about how when you know that you are you're doing the right thing, you know you're getting up and you being hearers, readers, and doers, you know, of the word. It just seems like that the enemy, like he messes with you more than he messes with somebody that's not even doing this. You know, just living by what the world says, you know, how to do. It just seems like that. It just seems like your whole, your inside world and, like, your whole outside world, like, everything, like, it's trying to just be torn up and torn away. He'll affect your children, affect your job, your home, and all these different things. It sounds like, you know, that you definitely are running that same race, you know, that that we are running.
Yes.
And I think that,
like I said,
even
I'm
when she said,
I
think even when she said, you know, you asked her about as far as being tempted and what tempts us in the world, I think from my perspective is the world itself, you know, people are being tempted to just want to be in the world, you know, wanting to stay in the world, wanting to make this world their eternal place, you know, and being tempted by that. And I don't know if we can, you know, admit that some people get so caught up in wanting to be here and what this world has to offer. Like, our focus is so much on this world and not our eternal life, this life and not eternal life. Because we were driving and we were talking about being in the world but not of the world and being tempted in that kind of way. Does that make sense to you, love?
That makes a whole lot of sense. You know, when you're in the world, you just brought me back to one chapter, which is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, and it's in the book of John, over in John 14, where Jesus told us that we will definitely, you know what I'm saying, be in this world. He have to leave us for a little while, but he's not leaving us alone. But there's that comforter, there's that comforter
the
that will
Holy
bring
Spirit.
Things, you know, to our remembrance. That Holy Spirit,
the
Holy Spirit. You know, what that says is that, you know, this world. It's not for you. This is temporarily. When you be in the body of Christ, or when you're in Christ, you're just here just for a little while. Now, there's a job for you to do. Everybody has a calling on their life, believe it or not. Even if you don't think that, you know, well, God didn't call me to do that, or that's for the preacher to do, or that's for the pastor or the minister. You know, that's their job. But all of us, you know, have a calling that's on our life, and it's something about when you start to get close, or you realize that, you know what, you know, there is a calling on my life. You know what, let me go this way. Let me start going this way, because I don't want to do that on what I used to do no more. I don't want to hang out over there of these same people that caused me to slip and caused me to mess up. You know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that no more.
Amen.
And it seems like Satan gets busy. He gets busier than he ever, because you're trying to step out of the world and you're trying to step into that place. When you're being led by the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. If you just been tuning into the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about how far has your way got you. We have Minister Veronica Vinn from Louisiana. What part of Louisiana are you in?
Lake Charles.
Lake Charles. Are you born and raised in Lake Charles, Louisiana, or were you born somewhere else?
No, ma'am. I was from a little town called Maryville, Louisiana, maybe about 1,200 people there. We had one school, kindergarten through 12th, went to the same school. So I was from very, very country town.
Oh, wow,
but
that's
I've been in
real country.
Yes, ma'am. So I was born
my husband's from the country as well.
Oh, that's great country living. That's some real. I'm from
ma'am.
The city, born and raised in Houston, Texas. My husband is from the country, so sometimes when he's talking, you know, he still has that country in him. He's from what part? I know we go to Shreveport or Bossier, but what's the small town you from, love?
That's a little small town called Auden Bridge, Louisiana.
Auden Bridge.
Yeah, a lot of little small. Well, you look at it on the map, you have to get a magnifying glass to see it. That's how many people
are in
this. That's how small it is. So, I mean, just
But I
want to
ask you all something because you're from the country. Yes, you're both from the country, and I'll direct this question to Minister Veronica first. Being in the country, I know it's different from the city. You know, things are wide and open, and there's many churches. So much here that can draw our attention from what God has for us to do. Now, in the country, I know most people that I meet are talking from the country and country living are rooted in, you know, in church. You know, that's what they did. That's what they did almost all day, and Sunday was church all day. Was that the same for you coming up?
Yes, ma'am, most definitely it was. I was raised Baptist, traditional Baptist, little girl singing in the choir, you know, helping in the cafeteria, handing out drinks. And yes, I mean, it was all day. We had Sunday school. We had morning worship. Sometimes we had an afternoon service. We had BTU, BYPU, all these different things.
Amen.
Yes, it was Sunday. We already knew that was.
It sounds like y'all on the same page over there. He's like, that's me too.
Yes. There was no option.
She's definitely. Yes, no options, that upbringing, you know, in country, that's the way of living, you know, in the Word of God and, you know, knowing that as a child and being rooted in the Word of God. So it doesn't surprise me that, it's like my husband and other people that I meet from the country are, you know, they know the Word, they brought up in it, they get here and get a little wild. You know, it's kind of like, I'm set free, I'm just going to go buck wild. But the Bible says, train up the child in the way it will go. And so I would have to say for a lot of people that have, you know, they've been trained up, they get out there, but they come back, you know. Has that happened to you? Has that been part of your story where that was a point in your life that you went your own way, you know, or you got in your way? You said, okay, you know what, I've been living this life all this time. I'm tired. I want to enjoy. I want to have fun. This is not fun. I want to get out the world. I want to have fun for a little while. But if something brought you back to the ministry?
Basically, no, I'm not really. Like I said, I'm not perfect. I made mistakes, but I never left God. That's, I've never left God. Like I say, it's no matter what, you know, but I didn't just go wild out like they say. I didn't do those things. But I've made mistakes. I've made my share of mistakes. You know, I've gone my own way.
I didn't go,
You know, I've gone my own way. I've tried to do things on my own. You know, I moved out here when I was married. Before my husband passed, I moved out here. You know, got married, everything, you know, went through my trials and tribulations. I went my own way, but I never left God.
But how far did your way take you? How far did your way take you? How far has your way?
It did not take me anywhere. It took me.
It
took me to a horrible place. It took me back instead of forward. It took me to a horrible place.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, trying to do things, thinking I can fix it. Well, this is happening. Mm. Well, I think Veronica can fix it. No, we can't do anything without God. We pour salt into the wound. We make things worse. So, yes, ma'am, I have tried to do it my way. I thought it was a Burger King where I could have it my way or do it my way, and it didn't get me anywhere. But just like a hamster spin on a wheel. But thank God for grace and mercy.
If you all just tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about how far has your way got you. And we're talking with Minister Veronica Hinton from Lake Charles, Louisiana. We're so happy to have her on the show. We want to know, we're going to take a little break here. Minister Hinton, we want you to stay with us because we definitely want to hear your voice. I definitely want the people to hear you sing. We were in church, and I forgot, we were in Port Arthur, and you were singing. And I was like, I didn't even know you can sing like that. You know, and I think you sung to us, but it was so hot in one of the places we were at one time. I couldn't even concentrate on who was singing. And he was like, I sung at the last event. I was like, I don't remember. It was hot. But I heard you sing, and I was like, food was so hot, I just couldn't think. I was like, oh, the devil is a liar. It was so hot. But I had an opportunity to hear you sing in part of it, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I didn't know you had a voice like that. So if you could bless us with a song, we do have a part of the show that's called Preach Preacher. I know you've heard this. You've been on the show before that you've heard us. So in Preach Preacher, we give you like 2 to 3 minutes to, you know, give the word of God, whatever God is putting on your heart that you would give to our listeners on tonight. If you're tuning in via the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com, the Preacher and the Pastor Show, and you want to chime in on the conversation about how far your way has gotten you, please do so by calling us at 845-277-9213. You'll press 1 and we'll bring you through. And anybody that's listening right now on the line, if you want to tell us, and you may help someone with your testimony of how far has your way gotten you, and how far has your, you know, when you listen to God, how far has that gotten you? Because I can tell you this, my way took me so far, it took me half the way, but when I saw going the way that God was calling me, it brought me all the way through. So a lot of times our way will only get us halfway there, but if we just let go and let God have his way, we'll get to what we need to get to so that we can receive the blessings that we, you know, that God wants to give to us. Amen. So, Minister Hinn, if you just hold on for a minute here with us, we really, really appreciate it. We'll bring you back online. I'll call your name, and then you'll come back through, and, you know, you can bless us with the word and sing, or you can sing and bless us with the word. You can mix it up. I just want to hear your voice. I'm excited about that.
Amen.
Thank you. So I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and we'll be right back with you. Oh, we're just so excited. We thank you for being on the show. If you're just now tuning in again, we're talking about how far has your way got you. Love, let's be honest, my love. How far has your way got you? Yeah. Let's be honest with the people. How far has it got you?
You know what? It has gotten me, in my mind, pretty far. But as far as it had got me, I realized that, you know, I went the wrong way. You know, you can go far, but
you can go far the wrong way.
Yeah, it got me pretty far, but going the wrong way. And it's just something about, you know, when you set out to do something, and you get a chance to do all that you set out to do, and then you realize that, oh, man, that's what I wanted to do, but that ain't the right way. But you done already built up all of, oh, my goodness. And it ain't the right way. You've been going the wrong way for a long time.
For a long time.
Yeah, a long time. So I was like, okay, well, you know what? Nobody likes to start over. That's one thing that change, oh, man, trying to ask you to change, and I've been doing it like this for all my life, and now I want it. You showing me that I need to change? I got to stop doing this? But I've been doing this all my life. You know, we trying to plead. We trying to plead our case. This is what I've been doing all my life, and I didn't even know that was, oh, my goodness. All right, so it's right there. You know, I've gotten right there to that place to where, you
Jesus.
Know, I thought I had it going on. Thought I had it going on, and then God said, nope, now I need you to be on the right track. I tried to stop you a long time ago, but you had that tunnel vision. Your mind was focused, and this is what you wanted to do. I've been protecting you the whole time, but now it's time for you to see the right way and see the truth. And I'm like, okay, all right, now I got to yield. We got to yield every day of our life. We got to yield to the Holy Spirit. You know, ask God. One of the most important things you can ask in your whole life, to ask this every day, God, what is it that you need for me to do?
Yes.
You're being obedient.
Let thy will be done, Lord.
Yes. What is it you would have for me to do? And right there in that place right there, you stop. You stop having it your own way. I like how Minister Veronica say that Burger King effect. You stop having
it
your way. And you start doing it the way that God would have for you, and you just be blessed, and you be blessed and blessed and blessed and more blessed, and your whole house is blessed. Your children are blessed, or you're blessed on the job. It's like everything that you touch is blessed. Even people around you that talk to you, even they begin to be blessed because, you know, they can see that you are being used by the Holy Spirit. And I believe that's what it means, that light. People would see that light that's shining on you, and it would shine. They're like, something is different about you. I want to know what that is. I want to get some of that.
My Lord, amen,
yeah.
amen.
I've definitely been there.
Amen. We just had tuned into the Preaching the Pastor Show. We're talking about how far has your word guide you. Now, the Bible says in James 1, verse 23 to 25, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in the mirror, for he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and preserves being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, who will be blessed in his doings. So understanding the word of God and what the word is saying, we got to understand a lot of times when we go our own way, we end up in the wrong places when we don't consult with God about what we are doing. It's so important that we take the time out to hear from God, to be able to receive what God is telling us to do, so that we are headed in the right direction. I always talk about prayer about being divinely positioned. So we have to be positioned so we can go about life in the right direction and not having our own way and not insisting on our own way. It is important to listen to what God's word says, but it's much more important to obey it, to do it, to do what it says. And we can measure the effectiveness of our Bible study time by the effect it has on our behavior and attitudes. Me and my husband, we have daily Bible study, so we have to make sure that what we're studying, that we are applying and we're not insisting on our own way, and we know the way that God is telling us. We're reading the Bible, we're doing life application of what the word is saying, but yet and still you want to go your own way and you're looking for a godly result, you're looking for a heavenly result, but you're going about in a hell type of way. So if you're operating in a hellish way, you're going to receive hellish results because you're insisting on your own way. And like Minister Veronica said, instead of taking her forward, her way set her back. Instead of going forward, she was going backwards by wanting to do it her own way. So that's all I wanted to say at this time. We're just going to go to a music break. It'll be real brief. You all, please don't go anywhere, because when we return, we'll be able to hear the lovely voice of Minister Veronica on the line today on the Preaching the Pastor Show. Like I said, it'll be about a minute. We'll be right back. Preacher. We'll be right back here. Hallelujah.
Now let's go to James with the weather.
Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
Welcome back to the Preacher and the Pastor Show, and we're talking about how far has your way got you. And we have, as our guest on tonight, we're so excited about what God is doing in the life of Minister Veronica Hinton, and we have on the show. This is the part of the show that we really, really enjoy, right, babe?
Amen.
You want to bring out her name, Minister Veronica Hinton. Go ahead, you bring out for Preacher. You got it? You ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, Pastor, introduce Minister Hinton for Preacher. Go ahead.
Okay. Tonight, y'all, we have Minister Veronica is on here. We're going to let her do preacher tonight. This is a section of the show where we allow the minister to be able to have 2 or 3 minutes to be able to, you know, just give to the people whatever God has on your heart, whether it's song, whether it's some words of inspiration or whatever it is that you have. So, Minister Veronica, we would love to hear you.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I was thinking about Jeremiah 29:11. You know, we're talking about, you know, how far has our way gotten us, you know, and in his word, he says, you know, for I know the plans that I have for you. So, therefore, we shouldn't, you know, sit back and be stiff-necked and try to make our own plans, try to get in our way, try to do things when God is right there waiting. He's right there waiting for us with his arms wide open. You know, sometimes we need to slow our roll because sometimes we want things fast and instantaneous. God can do it, but sometimes he wants us to wait because he says in his word, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You know, so we want to do it our way. We want to, okay, well, I can fix it right now. Sometimes God wants us to wait. We have to earn our blessings.
Amen.
Just like he suffered for the cross, we have to suffer, we have to go through. Because sometimes God may say, okay, by me blessing this person, I may have to check a chance on losing them. Because they're going to get the big head, going to blow up like the Goodyear blimp, saying, I didn't do anything without God. That's us being in our own way. Being in our own way, trying to do it our way. When we say, I, me, my. No, we can't even breathe, can't even blink an eye without God. So he's saying, we know the plans he has for us. So we need to just sit down, sit back, and let God do what he has to do because we're only putting gas in the fire, making things worse for our own selves. Because every word, deed, and action that we do, trying to run ahead of God, trying to be God, we have to give an account of those things. Even our thoughts, we're trying to think, okay, I'm going to try to, we can't outthink God. How are we going to outthink the man who gave us the brain we have? How can we outthink the man who gave us the thoughts to think? We can't do those things. We can't do it. God is not pleased with those things. And we wonder why things are happening around the world. God is tired. He's tired of us trying to do it our way instead of letting him do it. You know, we're standing in, trying to stand in his way. Oh, baby, I'm not going to stand in God's way. I'm going to let God do what he has to do. I'm going to step back because we don't want God to move us out of his way. We just want to step back and let him do what he has to do. Because when we get in his way, he's going to move you one way or the other. 9 times out of 10 is by force.
Jesus.
I just thank God for that because it's just so much. With everything going on now, we can just see all the things. People are just in panicking. Y'all pray. God said he has
Hallelujah.
I mean, running, what is toilet paper and sanitizer cannot save your soul. But Jesus Christ of Nazareth can.
Yes, the blood. It's the blood. Hallelujah.
Yes, the blood. The blood is going to cover us. He's going to keep us. We're going to be the ones when the smoke clears, the strong. Only the strong survive, like they say.
Yes.
So when the smoke clears, God is going to show the ones, the strong soldiers that stood on their front line and was not moved.
Amen.
But y'all, we need to stop standing in God's way and let God do what he has to do.
Yes, if I am sweet. Yes.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Exhort my King.
Yes,
who are you here? And let it be a sweet sound in glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my, you got to give us a little bit more. Just a little bit more. I was about to go in over here. Just a little bit more. Oh, Lord. Don't get me started.
And I lift my voice.
Jesus.
To worship you. Oh, my soul. Rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear.
My Lord, let him use you.
Be a sweet, sweet sound in
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Nobody
oh, that was beautiful.
God. Thank you.
Nobody but God. Nobody.
Thank
See,
you.
Look here. I'm not a singer, but I'm a singer, and there's a difference. I can hit a couple of notes. I do real good, and then it go bad at some point. But we thank you so much for being on the show today. I love that. Anything else you want to say to Minister Hinton on tonight? Definitely bless us with the word of God and her voice. We just thank God. Oh my Lord, it was wonderful.
Yeah, I just want to agree with my wife here. We thank you for being on the show. We thank you for allowing God to use you to be able to minister to these people that are listening to you tonight. We thank you for allowing God to use your voice. You know what, we do have to realize that sometimes, you know, we can say things with words, but when you allow God to use your voice to be able to sing, you can minister to a lot. You can minister to yourself, minister to your spirit, and somebody else that's listening to you with your voice. So we thank God for you being on the show tonight, and we thank you for allowing God to use you. Amen.
Yes,
amen,
and I'm truly humbled that you all thought about me. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, the opportunity.
Yes. Well, let us pray for you. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, our mind, body, soul, and spirit. Father God, we come lifting up your daughter, Father God. You know her name. You know her situation and circumstance, Father God. You know every need that she has. So we ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let every household need be met, Father God. And even right now, God, we pray for miracles, signs, and wonders, Father God, of divine healing. Father God, bless her with divine healing and help, Lord God. Restore her, Lord God, to the days of her youth right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, come and do a new thing in her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, send your help, Lord God, for position her to receive every blessing that you have for her life in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord, send the one that will love her, Lord God, through and all in all. We're talking about that unconditional love, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray her strength on tonight, Father God, that you will strengthen her, Father God, where she's weak, Father God. Fix that is broken, Lord. Mend the tear in her soul, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, give us sight beyond sight. We're talking about a supernatural seeing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for open doors right now, that you open up doors that no man can close, and close doors that no man can open, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you, over your health, over your strength, over your peace, over your joy, your happiness, your finances, your child, all that you have. Your vehicle, your ministry, your home is healed, delivered, set free, blessed, and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, God shall condemn. For this is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. And we decree and declare today that we receive our inheritance. Receive your inheritance on today and use it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare victory over you right now. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that it's already done. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we all say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Was there anything else you wanted to say to our listeners or to us on the show? Anything you wanted to ask us? We'll be happy to answer as we wrap up the last few minutes of the show.
Like I said, I just thank God for what you all are doing with the shows every night. It's just true encouragement. You know, like I said, I can't speak for others, but I can speak for me. It's truly encouragement. You know, it's really food for thought. You know, it's something you can take, you know, nourishment you can take for your spirit. You can take and take notes and, you know, just apply that to your life. So it's truly a blessing.
Amen.
And I pray that God continues to increase and bless your ministry, bless your marriage,
amen,
bless your home and everything. Yes,
I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
we thank you so much for tuning in. I know that you try to catch us on nightly, so we definitely appreciate your support and continue to tell others about the Preaching the Pastor show and what God is doing, you know, in this season for those who believe, those who are trusting in God, you know, those who are listening on tonight, knowing that God is still able. He's still on the throne. He's still a miracle working God. He's still a healer. He's still a provider. He's still that, you know, it's for you to receive all that God has for you. It's yours. All you got to do is reach out and grab it and believe it in your reach. Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Stay with us. We have a few more minutes before we wrap up. I'm sure it's something that'll be said on the show that the show will encourage you even more tonight. Again, thank you, Minister Veronica Hinton, for your time, for your love, and for your gift, and allowing others to hear it on tonight. We thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
All right, that was wonderful. I was touched. I told you she had a beautiful voice. I told you she can. Boy, that she. My husband, you were saying she could sing the horns off of a Billy Goat, or I don't know what you're saying. You know,
sing the horns off
of
Billy Goat. That's a little country saying, huh? That's something.
Sing a horn off of Billy Goat. I'm like, what are you talking about? But anyway, I really enjoyed it. It was such a blessing. So it was such refreshing. I always love. To you know the ministry of music, we always talk about that. Music is ministry. You know, you minister to people. People are being healed and set free and delivered. You know, the music itself is healing. People have the anointing on their voice to heal. You know, and a lot of people don't understand that. You know, people say, "Oh, people, you just come to church to hear the music," but no, it's praise and it's worship and it's healing because it's anointing. She has an anointing on her voice. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, it's our food for thought. If you're tuning into the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about how far has your way got you. At this time, is our segment for food for thought. Go ahead, Pastor.
Okay, food for thought for today. I want to read out of the book of John 14, and I want to go over here to the 23rd verse here. On the John 14 and 23rd said, and Jesus said. And Jesus said unto him, if a man loves me, keep my words, and my Father will love him, and will come unto him, and make our abound in him. What Jesus is saying right here, if a man loves me, he said, if you love me, that means that you will keep my word. That means that things that come out of you, you have read them, you have believed them, and you have trusted them, and then this will come out. This will come out. And he said, my Father will love him. He said, his Father, he's talking about God, you know, will love you. He said, because, you know, he abides in you. See, when we are in Christ, we always say that that we are in Christ. In Christ means to be anointed. That's what it means, you know what I'm saying, that we are anointed. Christ is anointed. Christ lives inside of us. And it's him that will come out, you know what I'm saying, in that time of need. He said, God lives inside of, he said, because you are in Christ, he said, my Father is in you. He said, he is in you and my Father is in you because we are in Christ. So we should always, you know, keep the word of God in our mouth. We should keep the word of God in our mind. And it when we need it, which we always need it, let it come out. Amen.
Amen. If you just tuned into the Preaching Pastor, that's our food for thought. Let me give a word. You know, when we go about our own way, you know, and when I decided I was going to go the way that God has called me to go, no matter what that would lead me to, trusting God all the way, it brings me to the scripture in Philippians 4:12-13. The Bible says, I know how to be abased. I know how to abound everywhere. And all in all things, I've learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to be abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When you give it all over to God, Paul is saying here, Paul was content because he could see life from God's point of view. He focused on what he was supposed to do, not what he felt he should have done. So Paul had this, had his promise straight, his priorities straight, and he was grateful for everything God had given him. When we're not grateful for what God is doing in us, we tend to go our own way. But Paul had decided when he accepted on the road to Damascus, when Jesus came and he decided, when his eyes was open, when he gave his life over to Christ, he was content in whatever was going on in his life as long as he was doing what God had called him to do. So Paul had detached himself from the non-essential so that he could concentrate on the eternal. So often desire for more or better possession is really a longing to fill an empty place in a person's life. So we have to ask ourselves, to what are you drawn when you feel empty inside, which will make you go the wrong way or make you want to go your own way? How can you find true contentment? The answer lies in your perspective, your priorities, and your source of power. Make God your power. Jesus is your power. The power is in the blood. Can we really do all things? The power we receive in union with Christ is sufficient to do his will and to face the challenges
that arise from our commitment to doing it. He does not grant us superhuman ability to accomplish anything we can imagine without regard to his interest. So as we contend for the faith, we will face troubles, pressures, and trials as they come. Ask Christ to strengthen you. Ask Christ to lead you and guide you, and you'll end up in the places that you should be to be blessed. Again, we want to thank you all for tuning in to the show, The Preacher and the Pastor, with me and my husband, Pastor Manny. And we thank you again, Minister Veronica Hinton, for being on the show. Y'all have a good weekend. God bless you. We love you. Again, thank you. We'll be back on the air Monday at 8 p.m. Make sure you tune in to The Preacher and the Pastor show, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. God bless you all. God bless you, honey. God bless you.
Come on, put